Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school, on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
This is the efforts of Russian government to swallow Belarus as an independent state, and I think they are quite successful in doing this, especially after the elections of August 2020. And I think now the situation for Mr. Putin to elaborate and implement this plan of unification of both states. He has very favorable conditions to do this, and I think that he will use this opportunity to swallow the independent state of Belarus.
On Sunday the 23rd of May, a Ryanair flight travelling from Greece to Lithuania was forced to divert and land in Minsk in Belarus. Belarusian dissident journalist Roman Protasevich and his girlfriend were then arrested while the other 126 passengers were forced to disembark. According to leading opposition figure Pavel Lutushko, alleged Belarus had threatened to shoot down the plane if it didn't divert. Following the event, international anger has grown over the detention of the opposition Belarusian journalist, with EU leaders asking European carriers to avoid Belarusian airspace. The UN Civil Aviation Agency has said it will launch a fact-finding investigation into Belarus's actions and whether there had been any breach of international aviation law. In response to this week, Russia has denied entry to two European airlines because they plan to avoid flying over Belarus to get to Moscow. Air France and Austrian Airlines have both had to cancel services after their flight plans were rejected by Russia. Other flights involving German carrier Lufthansa and Polish airline LOT have arrived as scheduled. Russia is a strong ally of Belarus, and President Vladimir Putin is set to discuss the unfolding crisis with Belarus's leader Alexander Lukashenko.
There is a very strong feeling, one aired by the Foreign Secretary of the House of Commons yesterday, that Belarus simply would not have hijacked a plane, an EU plane, going from one EU country to another without Russia's approval, because they are wholly dependent really on Russia financially, politically, to prop up Lukashenko's regime.
Russia's move in support of Mr. Lukashenko has led to the cancellation of at least four Air France flights between Paris and Moscow. Austria's foreign ministry said Russia's actions were absolutely incomprehensible.
It's a classic sort of Russian probing operation, if you like, an outrageous act in defiance of international law, really challenging the West, Western Europe, the UK, the US, to see what on earth they're going to do about it. Are they going to retaliate? Do they have the political strength anymore to stand up to the Russian bear, if you like? And if they don't, that emboldens Russia to go further.
The European Union and the UK have so far banned Belarusian airlines from flying over their territories and have said more sanctions are to come, including against Mr. Lukashenko and other senior officials. Belarus will lose out on billions of dollars a year in overflight fees as a result of European airlines avoiding Belarusian airspace. And next.
Racism is helpful. I also think that it might... I think of a lot of things. The first thing I think is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
One of the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement is to step down from the foundation. Earlier this week, Patrice Cullors said Friday would be her last day after nearly 6 years at the helm of the movement set up to tackle racial injustice. In her statement, Patrice insisted that the decision is not linked to what she branded right-wing attacks seeking to discredit her. Starting as a social media hashtag, Black Lives Matter has become a global movement, and last summer's activity became one of the biggest social movements in the world. However, the 37-year-old activist said her resignation has been planned for more than a year, and she is leaving to focus on a book and a TV deal. Her resignation comes amid controversy over the group's finances and her own personal wealth. Last month, it was reported that the self-declared Marxist had built up an expanding property portfolio, including a luxury home near Malibu and a ranch in Georgia. In response, she said she must invest in her family.
For so many Black folks who are able to invest in themselves and their community, they choose to invest in their family, and that's what I've chosen to do. I have a child, I have a brother that has severe mental illness that I take care of. I support my mother, and I support many other family members of mine.
The Black Lives Matter Foundation revealed in February that it took in just over $90 million last year, following the May 2020 murder of George Floyd, whose killing under the knee of a white Minneapolis police officer sparked protests around the world. Critics of the foundation argue more money should have gone to the families of Black victims of police brutality who have been unable to access the resources needed to deal with their trauma and loss. A national group of organisers has publicly criticised the foundation over funding and transparency. One campaigner commented, "I know some of the families are feeling exploited, their pain exploited, and that's not something that I ever want to be affiliated with." And finally,
بأن الحراك الذي رأيناه خلال الأسابيع الماضية كان الرد الكافي والواضح على كل هؤلاء وهو يقول لهم قيمة آرائكم هي كفر وقيمتكم عشرة أصفار.
Syria's president Bashar al-Assad has been re-elected with 95.1% of the vote, according to officials in the country. However, the West denounced the vote as illegitimate. Officials said 78.6% of eligible voters cast their ballot, but in a country where many are displaced after a 10-year conflict, this figure has been questioned. Areas controlled by the rebels or Kurdish-led troops did not hold the vote, and over 5 million refugees who are mainly living in neighbouring countries largely chose not to cast their ballots. Mr. Assad has faced symbolic competition from two candidates, former Deputy Cabinet Minister Abdullah Salam Abdullah and Mahmoud Ahmed Marai, the head of a small officially sanctioned opposition party. The win will give the 55-year-old 7 more years in power, stretching his family's rule to almost 6 decades. His father, Hafez al-Assad, was the country's leader until his death in 2000. After his victory, gunfire and fireworks lit the night sky and a large stage was set in the city's Umayyad Square. Despite the celebrations, the country continues to suffer the effects of a devastating coronavirus wave and a decade of conflict. Over 80% of the country lives below the poverty line, and the economy is currently in freefall. The UN-led peace process has called for the voting to be held under international supervision in the hopes it would pave the way for a new constitution and a political settlement. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms. Subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.